Fred Manor is.
Have you ever seen that wooden
clock?
Tower being closed?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's expensive. It is very expensive.
Well, you could have your dance floor, actual dance floor. Whatever, could you? And then something. Mm.
Yeah, it's different, like, to make it sort of still a dance area.
Yeah.
Something like that with Castaway.
Yeah, what have they got down in there?
Just a little sort of parquet floor.
Oh, that parquet floor, yeah.
It's carpet,
is it, round it?
But it's only a tiny area, isn't it? Yeah. Well, as I say, in the Sugar House, so, I mean, the big central area, we just literally sort of lino type floor and carpeted around the edges and into the bar area. And it's you get 400 people on the dance floor in the Sugar House.
Where is it, Sugar House?
It's in behind Warren and Gillow.
How do you get to that?
Up the alleyway by Yorkshire House there.
Oh,
Warren and Gillow, it's out of alleyway.
It was
the architects department until they got Buckrooks into play, until they got Palatine Hall. It used to be the architects department. We bought it off the city. Well, Mitchell bought it off the city council. It goes on to us. But we have tables and chairs onto the dance floor on other nights and just pull them back when it's going to be a Saturday night and there's going to be 1,000 people in.
How is that old?
I think it's 900, isn't it? It's the legal limit. They put 1,200 in when they can. In the Empire, I don't know actually. Before they messed about with all the raised seating and everything, if it had been just left open like the old Floral Hall, like it was, you'd have got 1,700, 1,800 in with a balcony. I mean, as the old Floral Hall, they must have been putting 2,000 in in those days. Well, I mean, they would all be packed up in the bars upstairs, wouldn't they? And leaning over the balcony and all that sort. But actually, the other aspect of it, Anne, if you pull this out, you could be talking about hosting small conferences.
Yeah, definitely.
Because if you're looking at a 200 capacity conference for
easy peasy, no messing. That just makes the total picture different altogether. So right, that's that job sorted out.
Probably need to get Ken's permission.
Oh.
Permission,
what for?
Structural alterations.
That?
And you're actually...
Well, I think actually what I shall do is I'll just come in, run and mark, just give a couple of your customers an app and say, well, it's all your office, sorry, but it's vandal.
Actually, from the original structure, I mean, it was half that size anyway. I mean, well, as I say, you can see where it was, it was that sort of diamond.
Oh, do you have to get his quality structural, is it? No, it isn't, because the structural wall. Oh, that's... Get his permission from
us then. Well, he won't know. I don't think he'd dare show his face at the moment. He hadn't been anywhere around since all this happened.
I'm not
before
just
Christmas.
Like a man, isn't he? He's like a ferret. I get on very well with him. So there's nothing through the other side, just apart from this big room.
Yeah.
Got in a bar.
What, in that in there?
Yeah.
There's a massive room with 12 snooker tables in.
Right.
It is the size of this.
Is it
the
exact same?
It is the size of this, yeah.
Right,
And what they've got the bar in the far bottom corner. I did. Disco nights. When we were talking to them and we had the door through, my snooker got really good.
We had a snooker table at home and my snooker will never get good. You just end up hitting them like a dolphin. It's probably the dessert. With iron and everything, you know. Them were the days. I hated
it. When you were rich and famous.
You can't see a quick game, won't you? Seriously?
I'll do in a minute.
Well, I shall go because if that fella's there from Tatley Job, I'll be jumping up and down like a
right.
Okay. So I'm going to. We'll make that into something American. I don't know what. We don't. I'm just saying we don't want to get into
the ranch house.
Right?
The ranch house from TLM.
No, we don't want to be looking at.
Morons,
no, we want to be.
That's who we need to advise us, don't we? We need Jeffrey along to advise
yeah.
us. Jeffrey, how would you? How do you Americanize?
Bastards stealing our customers last year.
Yeah, criticizing the scooters. Criticizing the scooters. Don't want them in town, and then put functions on cheap beer for them when they come.
Well, they do that, don't they? I mean, they're all.
We need we need lots of piles of steaming horse manure and things, don't we, around and stuff like that. We've got to get it right.
No, that's the Frontierland. We're Boston.
Yeah, that's right.
We're Boston.
Yeah. Cheers.
Yeah. What? No. No, it wants to be.
Hey, have you seen the new rules on bar staff? They're not allowed to smoke.
Oh, yeah.
No. Anywhere. Yeah. Not. You can't even wander outside. That's and you've got to wear gloves to use the till.
You what?
You can't. You can't handle money and pull pints.
Who says that?
This is a new health and environment. This is new.
When's it an operation?
I don't know. Actually, I've got it in Disco Club Mirror. It's a front page on it. They're going bananas. They're treating alcohol as food. So all the hygiene things on food apply to alcohol. So you can't handle. You can't handle.
You'll have to have somebody else to take the money, won't you? You'll have to have a cashier.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
You can't do it though. You can't. I mean, one to
it's
serve.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Take the
money. If you're really busy at the bar, just taking your gloves off and putting them
back
on.
Oh, are you going to do it? Aren't you? Well, what we'll do is we'll just have some up at the side of the till.
What you?
Just have set on the till.
Yeah, you know, like
Oh, yeah, let's go see them babies. Yeah.
Nuclear isotopes. You know, the
no, just have some disinfectant for nuclear hands. You know, sort of as you
and
come
you
want from the till.
Somebody took me to see one of their pubs in Liverpool. It was wonderful. Where the shutters are.
Yeah.
Or just hardboard, like that. With just a little hole like that, and you shout a pint of beer, and you pushed your money through, and then a beer came out the other side.
It
was rough. It was a bit of a rough area.
Pay before you get
in. A pint of sherry.
Yeah, in plastic glasses as well.
Great. I mean, the only way you could do that would be if you had a till at one end and people bought whatever they wanted and were given a voucher and you walked down the other end and exchanged it for a drink. That's the only way you could actually make that work at all. Yeah, but it's somebody sitting in an office, isn't it, designing this?
Yeah, but who do you
sitting in a suit in a nice office saying, "Whoa, this is a good idea." You know, you don't serve behind a bar on a Saturday
there might be
night.
Somebody queuing for a voucher for half an hour and then not being served.
Yeah, people will get so aseptic that they'll not be able to stand any sort of germs of any sort. That is true. That. I mean, you think about all this. I mean, it's a load of crap when they had larders and all that. All right, you might have got the odd. But it's all this warming, doing it, and then half leaving it, and then warming it up again that does the damage. Well, I shall wander about with my little boot now. Right, I shall come tomorrow night when it's dark.
Actually, tomorrow night's not a good idea.
No, it's
was it rave next week?
Yeah.
Well, Rob's coming to look at lights.
Yeah, I mean, it's all light and smoke, and all the tables and chairs are out.
Can't
and you won't be able to see anything.
On the
Friday, we're absolutely
Saturday night
would be better.
Saturday night then, yeah, well, I'll have a wandering Saturday night then.
Bye. There's an orifice down there.
Why did yours always go wrong way?
I know. That's
ours. That's ours there.
Yeah, that's ours as well.
Oh,
that's ours as well down there.
Get another 25 chairs down there.
And that's the security system, obviously.
Yeah. There's a cleaner's room, two dressing rooms and toilets down there. But this is the area that you'll have to do something about, because if you're going to knock into the winter gardens, this is the area that knocks into the winter gardens.
Oh, so is that where you...
Well, along that corridor is. I mean, what we initially, this was the cloakroom. This area wasn't here. This was the door, and it was a little cloakroom.
Yeah.
But A, our customers don't take the jackets off anyway.
So you don't need a cloakroom.
No, but what it was, when I was in here, sort of 5 days a week, 9-to-5 job, it was getting depressed. It was getting oppressive in that little office down there. So we were going to move an office up to here with some natural light in it. Because there's nothing worse than being in a room with no natural light in, really. I didn't realise it at the time, but after a few months...
Hey, no, it's really bad. It's really bad.
It's oppressive. Because the other thing you've got to invest in is tables. Well, you don't need chairs, but you need tables. I mean, as you can see, we've got 200 of those polyprop chairs in there, which is in use.
So pick some tables up with them.
Tables are quite expensive.
So many places about it going down.
Well,
just keep well, let's get it sorted out, and then we'll just get plenty of storage space for stuff. You just have tables and extensions, you say. Rob makes tables. Maybe I'll have extensions, yeah.
I tell you what, Mickey, even trestle tables are so expensive.
I know.
Incredible.
It's so
Meccan,
you say.
You can't get them either, you know. Proper, you know, big wooden trestle tables, you just can't get any. There's another wasted area. There's incredible wasted areas in this place.
Very badly planned, you know. Terrible, isn't it? It's all corridor and...
Sort of foyers and things.
Wants to be like Chamber of Horrors. As you come down, you know. Right.
All right, I'll speak to you later.
Right.
Cheers, bye. What is it? I know what's on it. What?
No.
The, you know that bottle of bleach in the cellar? Was it bleach?
Yeah.
Doesn't smell very strong. And the top's been off as well.
Top's been, yeah.
I just brought it up, it's up there just in case. Because we don't, you don't really want to use that for lime, do you? I've taken all the rubbish down except for that long box.
Do we want to give them all them empty cases back there?
Yeah. About 40 quid worth of empty cases.
It's a
best of the year. Yeah, I know. Been to put a bet on. One race, so
what time are they coming up?
What they said about what? Who? Early out? Half past three.
That's you got the day.
Yeah. So she said she'd be about half two. She's been to a funeral, I think, in Preston. I don't know, somebody on the county council. He's probably been dead for about 2 years, I haven't noticed. Anything like the other Thursdays, we've got enough to last.
Was it Giggs missed the penalty last night?
Webb missed the first one, blasted it over the top. Giggs missed one at the end. They scored all theirs, and Giggs had to score his to make
so
them. Well, yeah, but it's the police's fault, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's pretty outrageous that the police can dictate, you know, something like the FA Cup that's been there for hundreds of years, and the police can dictate the. Out. Oh, actually, you can smell the bleach now. Can't
When you say you're off to
the moon? Huh? When are you off to the moon? Last weekend in February, if we go.
Time's
whizzing away, isn't it?
That's all.
Hope you
sign
up. This thing in the press and on the TV about Kevin Keegan being a folk hero in Newcastle.
I know, how long did he play for?
He only played there 2 years.
Two seasons.
I mean, I can't believe that he's.
Well, because he's had a hard day, like Swindon being promoted and then.
I know.
But they've taken their fucking points off. What did they deduct 3 points, did they?
No, they put down in third division, didn't they?
Yeah, originally they deducted 3 points and stopped, and then the further one, like when they appeared, they fucking knocked them again.
I mean, you know, how long's it? When did he get the job? May or something last year. I mean, he's hardly, you know, he's had half a season. That's ridiculous.
And then they got a conference the other day.
Oh, God.
How
do they do that? I know. Every time they do it, don't they? Especially when the chairman says he's got every faith in you. You know, you're going to telegram the next morning. Outrageous.
I wonder when
they
offer Keegan.
Yeah.
I fucking watched the programme on that. I mean, who's the greatest? It was a different sportsman every week. It was Keegan and George.
Oh, I remember that. I didn't watch it.
And
I refused to watch
it. For Keegan. I think fucking Dennis Taylor was on. Singing his praises.
Singing his Keegan.
Yeah, I think it's Dennis Taylor.
You end up voting. You end up actually voting who's the nicest human being.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. Good, best footballer.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't particularly, was he? I mean, he went to Liverpool. Liverpool
That's
made
right,
him
yeah.
from Scunthorpe, and then I mean, he went after Megabucks in
Hamburg.
Hamburg. Then you know, being a big fish in a small pond at Southampton. And then last couple of years, his contract with Newcastle was worth a fortune, wasn't it? Because he was one of those first ones that was sponsored by
the brewery, wasn't it?
No, it was, wasn't it Newquay Brown Ale when he started Newcastle? But anyway, I mean, they ended, instead of paying the club the sponsorship, they ended up paying him, you know, like the Carphone company did with Ian Botham to go to Worcestershire.
He wasn't a fucking great, he was a hard worker, he corrupted.
He wasn't a very skillful player.
No, he wasn't a natural,
he worked hard, right? Yeah. He was quite nippy, and he had a good, you know, good goal scoring sense sometimes, but I mean, that was all. He was a good player, but... But I think he's always looked after himself. I mean, he's probably one of the richest British footballers.
Do you think anybody would have
more? I mean, he was one of the first with a shrewd sort of business sense and all that.
Fucking making a fortune training horses, isn't
he? Is he?
He's doing really well, yeah. And Francis, he's doing quite well.
Didn't he used to be in scrap metal as well?
Toilet rolls.
Did you see This Is Your Life last night?
No.
It was Alan Bleasdale.
Oh, the other?
Yeah, and they had Kenny Dalglish and Graham Souness and and they had Reed.
Peter Reed?
Yeah, because he used to, Alan Bleasdale used to be Peter Reed's teacher at school. And he coached the football team that Kirby Boys, and they won the national competition or something or other with it. Oh, the till man said we have to keep, you know, the receipt one.
Yeah, but we never put that on, do we?
I know, but we need to keep a receipt in it.
Because and just have it so it's not.
Yeah, so it's, there's a switch inside on.
Yeah, I know that.
He said that because one of the keys is damaged. You know the printout when it prints out, the bottom of like the notes and the bottom of the figure is missing. You can read it; it's not important, but it's done because. It's punching onto metal. Is that paper's not enough?
See that thing you had? What the bar's taken all this time? Was that for tax levies?
No, that was our accounts.
Did Fox actually know that? Yeah.
Yeah.
What you were taking?
I think Fox just wanted out of the area, to be honest.
Further up north,
Mm. Well, they've got the depot at Rochdale, which services up to Blackpool. And this was out on a limb. Because Kendall's done from Newcastle.
Is it?
Yeah. Up to there.
Gosh, yeah.
And then Rochdale up to Blackpool. And we were stuck right in the bloody middle. So they were like, we were one delivery, that's all. And we weren't that big an account, you know, even doing a reasonable trade, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
like yeah, well, they need obviously need two or three to make it what you work.
How dirty those shelves are getting. Mind you, the crates are fairly dirty, aren't they?
And the bottoms
as
well.
Yeah, you sometimes get. Some of them look as if they're sort of vintage Newcastle Brown, you know. Cobwebs and dust on them, isn't there? And spider's webs on them. I hope Saturday's as good as last Saturday. It was quite a good night, that.
Well, I honestly thought the bar should have done 1,000. I was sure it fucking didn't.
You didn't have enough people in to do 1,000. We'd have had to, they'd have had to spend about 5 quid a head.
Yeah, but they were not, like, the shorts were absolutely hammered. Like, them lads were, as we know, just today, fucking 4 hours last night. And there was loads of silly drinks like that. I said loads. Vodka, Jack Daniels, and some of the spirit of I just
want to
know how much telly talk the other night, I don't know.
Yeah.
Look. Like, I'm not fucking saying she just gets fucking absolutely stupid. It's really silly, like. Like, and you know that there's the Alice Alison here, and somebody, she's always on about Alison. I'm sure she fucking doesn't try to help you drinks.
Which one's that?
She always comes looking for Terry. She's gone with that little monster with the long hair. Played in the band here once, Mum's Club or something. Kevin. She's fucking out of her head. She doesn't know what she's doing half the time. Like, even saying I did serve quite a bit faster than her, which I do, like, you know, she still should have, after the bar done 750, she should have done what, two and a half? At the least, like. But she might have done it. She should have done a bit more than that, actually. She should have been doing 300. Still leaves me 150 ahead of her, I think. Like, you didn't serve any drinks, did you?
No, minimal. 20 quid's worth maybe at the end. Going to be like that, we do need a glass collector, don't we? We need somebody on to collect glasses.
There's always been any, even though it's quite, we did have quite a lot of glasses.
Like, yeah, but Katya was collecting some.
Well, that's another thing, I think that boyfriend. Like, you wouldn't mind, you've got a couple of legacy help us.
No. Well, that's right, I mean, you know. Two or three drinks to us is only costing us like a quid.
Yeah, but well, like, fucking, like, Gina put off her head to me last week about the fucking stuff in Doctor 3 weeks later. Like, there's little things like that that are, you know, they should be wrote down if she does.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, they're going to have to be from now on, because we're not going to be, you know, because we're going to be responsible to somebody else, not just ourselves, you know. Okay, if we want to turn a blind eye to it, then that's our business, you know. But when you're actually present accounts to somebody else, you can't do it like that. You know, that works. Disgusting. What other results were there last night?
Liverpool drew one each with Bristol Rovers.
That doesn't surprise.
I've seen that match. They were lucky.
Sunderland won. Who were they
playing? Sunderland won Oxford, I think. They were winning 3-0, 3-2, and Oxford scored one on the end.
Not many first division teams left, is there?
Nine. Wrexham were unlucky against West Ham.
Oh, weren't they? Didn't they play well?
Yeah. They've always been a good cup side.
Yeah, they are, but I mean, they've got a lot of good, skillful young lads, haven't they? They're only like 19 and 20, and I mean, that young fullback looked brilliant, that left.
Composed as well,
though. It's a funny law, that clear chance at goal job, isn't it? I mean, it's a funny definition. I must admit, I if you can stop that deliberate foul, it's better for the game if you can stop
it. Send them off.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you're going to do it consistently. Because, actually, the other thing about defenders hauling people down like that, you know, how many times when a forward's through one-on-one on a goalkeeper does he score? It's not that often, actually. No. I mean, okay, something like Vesti, like, you could bet on it 9 times out of 10.
But even against the goalkeeper, they fucked almost 50% of the time. Like, I would say, more than 50%.
Yeah,
well,
I would,
time.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I mean, you know, the player could let him go, really, without deliberately fouling him, because it's going to be at least a 50-50 chance that the goalkeeper's going to save it, isn't it?
It's fucking got really straight. I don't fucking... I think that 3 point for a win, really, for the league, isn't it? At the start, it seemed to improve the matches, but they've just become too hectic now. Well, there's not as much skill involved as there was.
No, that's right. It's incredibly
fast. The first season, like, the football did seem to improve, but it's fucking gone back now, I think.
United have got a strange side at the moment, though. I mean, I don't think he can. It's all right having all these players, but he doesn't seem to have an idea of what he wants, because every week he's got a different sort of format.
What's he supposed to be doing? Resting gigs, shielding for pressure,
He had him playing yesterday, but he dropped Hughes.
Yeah, he don't drop Hughes.
And your two subs, Hughes and Sharp, I mean, it does rather hamstring you if anything happens to a central defender, doesn't it?
But I don't think Hughes should ever be sub, like, he should be in the team.
Well, that's right, even if he's not scoring goals, he's creating so much pressure. And
yeah, he's always happy. Good in defence as well.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he's also somebody, yeah, I mean, he's one of the best. Holding a ball,
fantastic,
you know, on his own. Yeah. Yeah. The crowd were getting at him last night.
Really?
First goal was dreadful.
They were
winning
3-0, weren't they?
Yeah. Did you see first goal?
I never said that. I heard the fucking result. Though.
It was a full pass inside for two fullbacks. For the Southampton player was running on. His fullback shaded it away. You know, guiding him out of it. He's running to the edge. Schmeichel came out to the edge of the area. But it was like right on the edge as the player was coming to him. So he just let it roll a little bit further. And he stopped it with his foot. And the guy came up, tackled him, and shot it in. Instead of just picking it up with his hand. I mean, he was actually in the area, but like, he was right on the edge and he took a step back and stopped it with his foot. Yeah. As long as they win the league, I don't mind. It's been a long time. Like your Leeds are still really doing well. Every week they're putting them together still.
I think
we're
about 150 to 1
up starting the season to win
the league.
Aye. Yeah. Wouldn't have been a bad bet actually, because
they've played well the year.
They've
held their own against all the best sides.
Yeah. I mean they ended up about what were they, about fifth or something, didn't they?
Yeah, last year.
And they bought a lot of players, didn't they? They put, you know, started to buy a few decent, you know, like Dorigo and things like that. Wallace, not a bad buy.
Arsenal
looked
terrible.
Mm.
Broadcastle started to play well against us.
Mm. Yeah, it's an awful goal that United gave away, wasn't it? Where, I mean, there's only Palace in that half. Oh, where the hell the fullbacks were?